This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating admitting history and physical on patient. Last name Folgar, F-O-L-G-A-R. The first name is Jose, J-O-S-E. The data evaluation. Correction, date of birth, February 1, 1962. Date of evaluation, July 15, 2022. The place of service, XL Skilled Nursing Facility. The HBR. The patient is a 60-year-old male with history of left middle cerebral artery CVA with residual right-sided deficits, comma hyperlipidemia, comma hypertension, and diabetes type 2, period. He had initially been admitted to the acute setting after the fall. The fall had been noticed by the patient's giver, who found him after a ground level fall, period. On arrival to the emergency department, CT of the head was negative for acute findings, period. However, he was found to have significantly reduced function in his right upper extremity and lower extremity, period. CT angiograph and MR angiography was positive for new infarct in the territory of the left MCAA, along with stenosis of the left MCA and several other vascular pathologies, period. He was out of the TPA period. He underwent PT/OT eval and was subsequently discharged on dual antiplatelet therapy with instructions to stop aspirin after 90 days, period. The patient was subsequently admitted to the skilled nursing facility. His admitting diagnosis included 1, right-sided weakness secondary to acute left middle cerebral artery CVA, next number gait instability, next number ground level fall, next number diabetes type 2, next number hyperlipidemia, next number hypertension. The past surgical history is unremarkable. The medications, aspirin, 81 milligrams, 1 daily. Vitamin B12, 1,000 micrograms, 1 daily. Atorvastatin, 80 milligrams HS. Citalopram, 20 milligrams, 1 HS. Clopidogrel, 75 milligrams, 1 PO daily. Finasteride, 5 milligrams, 1 daily. Lisinopril, 10 milligrams, half tablet daily, metformin, 1,000 milligrams, 1 BID, Flomax, 0.4 milligrams, 1 daily. The allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, non contributory social history, yes, distant history of cigarette smoking, review of systems otherwise not obtainable, the physical examination, vital signs reviewed noted to be stable, exam significant for right hemiparesis, the data review, MRI, acute left periventricular deep white matter CVA, next number, chronic white matter changes consistent with microangiopathy, next number, cerebral volume loss, next number, occluded right intracranial and cervical vertebral artery. There are multiple areas of severely abnormal flow in the right cervical vertebral artery in the neck, which could be to multiple tandem subtotal occlusions or dissection. Mid to distal basal artery stenosis, distal left M1 artery occlusion, possible flow abnormalities of left vertebral artery, difficult to discriminate from artifact due to excessive motion blurring. No cervical carotid artery stenosis occlusion or evidence of dissection. The impression, this is a 60-year-old male who suffered recent CVA. He has multiple medical problems as outlined above, period. Currently he is stable. He will require PTOT, will require further workup in the outpatient setting to rule out dysrhythmia. In the interim, continue current medications as ordered. Dr. Rawlington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.